USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. It's confirmed that President Biden is staying in touch with UAW negotiators as the labor union threatens a strike against the big three automakers in Detroit.
We stay in touch over updates and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, it's up to the corporations.
UAW President Sean Fain speaking to CNBC Tuesday. One top executive for GM said they remain committed to avoiding a strike. They say any such work stoppage would hamstring the momentum of car manufacturing in America. Critics of the union say a UAW strike of all three big car makers could cost the U.S. economy more than $5 billion per week. Former President Donald Trump's calling states' attempts to disqualify him from the 2024 ballot using the 14th Amendment a trick and the latest example of, in his words, election interference. Trump said in a post to Truth Social that almost all legal scholars, he says, have agreed that there is no legal basis or standing in using the 14th Amendment to keep the former president off the ballot for the presidential election. The White House says President Biden will be taking precautions in the wake of his wife's positive COVID-19 test.
Since the president was with the first lady yesterday, he will be masking while indoors and around people in alignment with CDC guidance.
First Lady Jill Biden came back positive for COVID over the Labor Day weekend. This week, a scorching heat wave will envelop tens of millions of people with temperatures reaching up to 100 degrees. Over the holiday weekend, the eastern and central U.S. experienced sizzling conditions leading to record-breaking heat in certain cities today. Areas like Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., New York City, and Chicago anticipated temperatures ranging from the lower to upper 90s. Meteorologists predict the Midwest will see relief from the heat Wednesday. It's expected to migrate to the southern plains and the south later in the week. This is USA News.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month. And that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
While Congress debates spending bills and funding the government, one key wedge issue that could emerge is additional aid for Ukraine. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Tuesday the Biden administration relies on support from Congress.
The strong bipartisan support for Ukraine in the Congress, in both the House and the Senate, has been on evidence, has been on display, not just in the past votes for Ukraine funding, but in the current public statements of critical members.
The price tag for the U.S. since the beginning of the Ukraine war is in the hundreds of billions. The U.S. Capitol physician says Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is not currently suffering from any serious neurological ailments. In a letter reported Tuesday, Dr. Brian Monahan said he did not see any evidence McConnell has suffered a stroke, seizure, or Parkinson's-related issues. This is beyond the definition of a bad flight.
A Delta Airlines flight from Atlanta, Georgia to Barcelona, Spain was diverted back to its original airport after the pilot reported.
Negative. It's just a biohazard issue. We've had a passenger who had diarrhea all the way through the airplane, so they want us to come back to Atlanta.
The website FlightRadar24.com shows Delta flight DL-194 was about 2 hours into its eight-hour flight when it turned around over Virginia and headed back to Atlanta. I'm Corey Myers.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.